Okay, we are good, I think. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Against the Grain. It is 8 o'clock. We do this every Monday at 8 o'clock. And tonight, it's a bit of a special show because I'm learning a lot, but I also have some special guests, if you wouldn't want to introduce yourself. We have Anna, I believe, yes? Yeah. Okay, sorry, I just didn't want to mess it up. And we have Cole.
Hey, how's it going?
And they're going to be joining me tonight. They are new hosts on Radio Laurier. They're going to be doing a show called...
Noise Pollution.
Noise Pollution, and that airs on Wednesdays from...
9 to 10.
9 to 10 p.m., so you can check them out starting this week, yeah. Which is really cool. And what kind of music do you guys want to be broadcasting? Because I know we got a wide variety.
We stick mostly to rock, alternative rock, indie rock.
New Canadian stuff.
Yeah. How many types of rock can we name out all at once?
If you can name 10 genres of rock in less than 15 seconds, I will be impressed.
I'm not very good with rocks. I'm not a geologist.
You might as well be prepared earlier.
No? Okay. Bad joke, by the way. I enjoyed it, though. Basically, we got some good music coming up tonight. I catered some songs specially towards these guys, some Canadian stuff. I know I played some Arkells last week, and I played some Glorious Sons, but I had to do it again. And this guy here is actually wearing an Arkells shirt, which makes it even better. I wish you could see it.
Double reveal?
Oh, and he's got a double Arkells.
There we go.
So this is going well. We're going to get off on a great start here. But we're not going to play Arkells first. We're actually going to play some City in Color. Sorry to let you down. I know the last show was pretty hardcore. We had some 3D's Grace, some A Day to Remember, stuff like that. But today we're going to have a bit more of a somber mood. So, Cole, if you wouldn't mind reading off the first track there.
Fragile Bird by City in Color.
Let's get it going. My Spotify decided not to work, so we're going to restart it, and we're going to keep talking real quick. Improvisation, always fun. What do we have up? Canadian music scene, that's what you guys are big into. Do you want to talk about some bands, I guess, that a lot of people wouldn't really know, that you've been listening to recently or anything particularly great?
They're getting more popular lately. A lot of you probably know them, the Glorious Sons. I had the pleasure of catching this show on Saturday night at Guelph, and it was a pretty sweet concert, not going to lie.
I'm kind of jealous.
I'm very jealous.
It was one of those shows where it's a small packed venue and every single person knew every lyric to the song because they did not go to the bar during their homecoming night.
Yeah, see,
they went to see the Glorious Sons instead.
The fact of that is going to Guelph.
Yeah, you had to go to Guelph.
Then you have to go to Guelph.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was the downside. Laurier's way cooler. We're way better.
What was the set list like, just out of curiosity? Just because I've been getting huge into them recently and I'm just really curious to know.
They released a live album like last week. And there is a live version of Give Me Shelter on that, which they also played on Saturday night. Nice. That was pretty sweet.
I would have lost my mind.
I've seen the Stones play it too, so, you know, there's that comparison.
It's fine. Keep rubbing it in. I don't care.
I'm put down everyone else.
Yeah, kind of, you know.
By the end of the show, we're going to have a list of all the people that Cole has seen live. It's going to take a couple hours, so we'll keep going until then.
Yeah, it's also the reason why I'm broke.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Anyways, I think we got it working now. Technical difficulties are always a fun way to start the show. But we got Fragile Bird by City in Color hopefully working now. We're going to give it a shot, and you'll know in about 5 seconds. This is awesome. We're going to keep trying. We're going to restart it one more time. And you were mentioning something before about having met Colorado or knowing Colorado or something like that.
Cole's more versed in that one.
I've met them a few times. My best friend's family runs a charity rock festival in Welland, and we had our last concert this year, but Colorado's played there for about 4 times, starting the year their very first album came out.
So you guys also had, like, Yukon Blonde on there?
Yeah, we've had Yukon Blonde, we've had USS, we've had quite a few artists that have gotten bigger in recent years.
What was the most recent, like, lineup that you... had this year?
This year we had Colorado headlining.
Okay.
Girlfriend Material played, which is made up of a mix of Tokyo Police Club and Colorado, which is pretty, which nobody knows about. They're sweet. Check out Girlfriend Material.
They have a Spotify.
They do have an album out, so go check them out.
Super groups are always fun.
And yeah. Speaking of which, tying it back to the beginning, they covered at the charity concert. Bittersweet Symphony, which was just playing
right beforehand.
There you go.
Yeah, And, like, we were just chilling in the afternoon, and Hall Auto came on, and during the sound check, they started just playing the hip. It was pretty sweet. They were playing Wheat Kings during sound check.
Really?
Yeah.
They got some free falling in at the very end.
Yeah, they did.
That was awesome. I miss all of the cool things? I don't know. Okay, we're going to try it one more time, and if not, we're going to have to do some improv here. I'm going to have to kind of go off of the mark, but we're going to try one more time, and I'm very much hoping that it works. But go figure, this would happen on the first show that we have everything recorded. Why not? We'll try it again. And a whole lot of nothing. So, looks like we're doing some improv today, folks. We are going to go to the communal iTunes library. Actually, this could be kind of fun. And we're going to pick things that we see that might be fun to play. I see something here that I very much do want to start with. I don't know if we...
Is that a good one?
All right, so improv time. I guess we're going to save this for next week. Spotify doesn't like me, so we're going to start off with hopefully some Weezer here. Just give me 1 second. And let's go. Nothing's working today. Very good. I know. This is an awesome way to start. Trust me. Okay, I think what we might have to do here is do a quick little restart because everything likes to go wrong on me. And apologies, because I know this is frustrating, and trust me, it is very frustrating for me. These guys get to experience the first taste of technical difficulty, though, which is always good. And we will be right back in a couple minutes here. Okay, and after a very fun technical difficulty period, we did figure it out. I did have to restart the system. That was very fun. And we got some good conversation, actually. We were both just jamming out. I was playing drums, and we were singing out to Glorious Sons there, so it was pretty good. But we're back now, and I think I'm going to have to find more topics to think of because I jumped to my first topic before, and I was talking about your show and all the bands, and I did that as fast as possible, and now I'm out of breath. Okay. So, we were just talking about this, too. We were mentioning how R. Kells is a mutual love in the room, and again, for Mr. Cole's t-shirts here. The Rally was a show that I was at back in June, and you were there as well.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
It was just phenomenal. What did you think of, I kind of want to start from the beginning, what did you think of Cold War Kids and all them?
I thought they were awesome. I was so surprised, because like, no one else, I was jamming to Cold War Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
No, everyone else around me was just, you know, drinking whatever, how many ever cans that they bought so they didn't have to walk back.
One in their armpit, one in one hand, one in the other hand.
But they're all open, so you gotta like... Yeah. Paying... That's off topic.
That's fine.
No one else was jamming to it, honestly. I was getting into it, and then as soon as... what song is it they have? First.
First.
As soon as they started playing First, everyone was like, oh yeah, I think I've heard this song.
I'm like, it's like, yeah, of course you know the one song that's the most famous. You're the worst.
It's in like four different Netflix shows, like, come on. No, I thought they were great. I just also really like them. We kind of arrived halfway through their set, but... No,
yeah, we got there pretty late, too. I think we missed Bishop Briggs, and we missed... I saw them twice. Elevator.
Yeah.
They're a really good band. I saw them two or three times this year, too. But the whole show was just awesome, because you're looking up, you're like, oh, my God, please don't rain.
Yeah.
And, but at the same time, I would have kind of cried if they played towels, A Little Rain... But the towels would have dried us off.
What did almost make me cry was when they led into, I forget what song it was, but talking about how one of the band members just had a kid.
Oh, Tony just had a kid, like a day before.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. And they came in, I'm trying to remember what song it is. It's like one of my favorite songs that they play.
My Heart's Always Yours? No.
Yes.
Was it?
Maybe. Nah. No. It's slower than that.
crap. We're going to do some research on the fly here. I know what song it is, too. It's on Morning Report, and it is definitely...
I know you're
It's definitely And Then Some.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, yeah, that's it.
And I only know that because I was, like, kind of crying throughout that. I'm like, this is so beautiful.
Well, yeah, when they played that before, again, at their concert 2 years ago with July Talk, and Said the Whale, I think, was there.
Well,
it's the amphitheater, right? So I was up on the lawn, and you can see all of everything. And there's just the lighters going. And that's, like, one of the most, like, one of those surreal concerts.
Yeah.
You can't help. And they have, like, a live version on YouTube, and they just talk. For me, it was like, oh, yeah, this is one of those campfire songs, you know, like, roll down Highway 11 in your friend's car. And I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, they know my whole life. Jeez.
Yeah.
No, it was so good.
Yeah, stuff like that's crazy. Like, Have you experienced anything like that, I guess, with the whole light situation? Because every once in a while, I mean, sure, I had it this summer a couple times when I went to see Foo Fighters, and everybody, they dropped down the lights, and everybody had the flashlights and everything going in the Rogers Center.
Yeah, there was our Carl's concert at Cops Coliseum, and everyone took out their phone and put the flashlight on.
It was going nuts.
And then I think the one that stood out the most was Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones, 80,000 people in Ralph Wilson Stadium. Oh. Everyone was singing along, and it was just incredible.
That would be a pretty cool moment, because you know that everybody in that entire stadium knows every single word to that song, because it's just such a classic tune, exactly. Right? But that's awesome. So I guess, segue, what are some of the other concerts, like some of the best concerts you've seen? Like, if you were to top, and I know this is hard because it's like picking a favorite child, but what if you were to pick one concert that you've seen, what is the best concert that you've seen? And I'm gonna give you a minute, because I know that's like super difficult.
Personally, I categorize small concerts and bigger concerts like completely separately.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not gonna throw like the huge bands in the same realm of concerts as smaller bands. For in terms of smaller Canadian bands that me and Anna will be focusing on, the Dirty Nil are absolutely incredible live. I was at the show at the Cashba back at Christmas time, and random guy me and my friend became friends with was hanging from the rafters, then dropped into the mosh pit and crowd surfed away.
That was just a gnarly time.
And they rocked
the first gnarly, we got it.
My ears hurt for at least 3 days after. That's how loud it was.
That's unreal.
But in addition to that, Holorado put out an incredible show every time.
Yeah.
When Anna and I saw them at Owen Palooza this summer.
That was insane.
It was just awesome. They invited people on stage to just dance with them.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
Cole's childhood best friend, and now one of my really good friends who I've met through Cole, got up on stage with them and played Juliet.
For the second time. Yeah.
Like, oh, I remember you. Come on, let's do it again. Why not?
His very first time on stage was playing Juliet at a Holorado concert.
That's unreal.
He'd never gone on stage till then. Now he's like
now he's in
a gig
and he's
a
not
week.
Coming to homecoming this weekend because his band has a gig.
Oh, really?
So. He has a gig this Wednesday during our first show.
Yeah.
And during homecoming, so he's not coming to visit me. Yeah. A little bit pissed.
That is unreal.
And I kind of have two answers. I think I have to go with the first Art Kell show that I mentioned with July Talk, because I absolutely love July Talk. Yeah. Like, those are my two favorites.
Okay.
And then for a smaller venue, Horseshoe Tavern, A Skydigger's Christmas. I love it. Like, it's so good. It was a little bit hazy, my memory of the last one.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Just
because
that's what happens
at
the Horseshoe Tavern.
Yeah.
No, it's so... Because it's right around Christmas. I think it's like December 22nd, like 21st, 22nd. And it's just like a jam-packed venue. I went with my parents.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend, he went with his parents and all their friends. Like, it's... The crowd is so...
It's just so... It's such an intimate setting where you're just like...
Yeah.
You feel a connection with everybody and on top of the artist, and you're just like, this is the greatest moment ever.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like The Hip is just a band that people know way better, but like Skydiggers are just kind of a part of that whole
thing.
I kind of tucked them in with like Blue Rodeo, The Hip, and all that kind of stuff.
So
it's an older crowd, but that in some way makes it really
but
cool.
It's kind of cool too, because you're like, okay, I'm like 20 and I'm connecting with these people who are like twice my age.
Yeah.
That's cool. The thing I loved about when I saw The Stones. You saw a 70-year-old bring this 7-year-old grandchild. And everyone...
It's like there are three generations in this room of people that are all... Yeah.
It was such a wide range. And that was my first, like, concert, too.
Yeah.
So that was, like, a... That's unreal. Probably why I'm addicted to concerts now. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. No, like, I completely get that. Because my first one was... We had Big Music Fest. Was, like, a small thing they did back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And my first concerts ever were Slash and Miles Kennedy, Aerosmith, Big Wreck, Kim Mitchell. And I'm like... Geez. How do you beat that? As like, and again, like as a first concert, like these bands that have been around for five decades for the Stones and actually 5 decades for Aerosmith too.
Actually, I think the Stones are working on the 6th decade right
now. Yeah, they're going. I mean, if Keith Richards can keep up with his pace, because we all know, breaking
like
news: Keith Richards is still alive somehow.
Wow. Yeah, him, Ronnie Wood, and Mick Jagger look like they all would drag out a coffin.
Oh
yeah. Charlie Watts just spends time in a retirement home.
And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. Anyways, we could probably talk forever, but we're gonna play some more music. We're gonna keep the conversation going afterwards because I'm sure we could do this for hours. But we're gonna give you some new stuff from Hozier and some new stuff from Arkell is coming up here too. Then we're gonna throw it back with some Bryan Adams after that. So stick in there. Bryan Adams with Run to You off of Reckless, the 30th anniversary edition. That song is older than all three of us, but still a classic, and you can't go wrong with playing that sort of stuff. Yeah, we had three songs there. We had some new stuff, Need to Cry Power from, I always pronounce it wrong. Is it Hozier or Hozier?
I say Hozier just
because,
like, we're Canadian. We got to have some kind of Hozier. French thing going on there.
Hozier.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Pronounce it like a hoser. Like, I don't understand.
Like Bob and Doug McKenzie, just like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, it's good. And then we also had the new song from Arkell is Only for a Moment, which I think just came out, like, 2 days ago.
It came out, like, on Thursday.
Oh, wait, text me about it. Let me swipe up there.
We're going to scroll up, and in the meantime, I'm going to do some music news while we look for the alluding text. Yeah, music news right now. SiriusXM has announced that they are purchasing streaming service Pandora Music for $3.5 billion. Thereby creating the largest audio streaming service in the world, which is pretty cool. Money talks. Metallica also announced a summer European tour with Ghost. That's pretty cool. And something that's making headlines right now is the whole Machine Gun Kelly, Eminem dispute. It's so stupid. But the lead singer of Five Finger Death Punch, Ivan Moody, has sided with Machine Gun Kelly in the dispute with Eminem. Means absolutely nothing to me, you know... Can you guys tell me what that's even about? Because I don't listen to of that. I know who they both are. Like, I know Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly, but...
No idea. The funniest tweet that I saw regarding it, though, was someone tweeted, when I asked my friend about the Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem beef, he thought that Machine Gun Kelly was that girl that went viral on Twitter for bringing a gun to school. And I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's pretty good. That's up there.
I think I have zero information about any of it.
That's a pure straight insult at Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah.
That's probably more offensive than anything Eminem could ever say to him. Oh, God. That's pretty good. That is good. Just to continue here, we also got some new stuff from Avenged Sevenfold. Avril Lavigne has a new album called Head Above Water. Right? Ooh. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
New song from Imagine Dragons called Zero. Haven't heard that yet. Don't really listen to them too often. Mumford & Sons with a new song called Guiding Light, which we are going to hear hopefully before I close the show out if we have enough time. And there's a new album from Josh Groban. I included that for fun. You're welcome. And Slash's new album called Living the Dream is out now. And new Tokyo Police Club, you guys just mentioned. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a new song out.
What's it called?
Simple Dude.
Simple Dude. Do they have a whole album coming out?
I assume there's an album coming out. Anyone's like releasing singles like that,
there's an album coming out.
It's like, I'm getting stoked.
They're working on one fire song, and then they're just going on break for like 3 years.
They're done. Sorry, we're it. That's it.
Like, I was so thrown off when Knocking at the Door came out. I'm like, wait, didn't these guys just release a sweet album?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what are they doing with that?
I think that song's sick because it's used for like... people's walkouts during like sporting events, but they wrote it for International Women's Day, like March and
Trump. Wait, are we talking about Tokyo Police Club?
No.
Okay, it's Arkell's, right?
Knocking at the Door, yeah.
Wait, yeah. I'm so lost. Yes.
So they released that like right after they released
Morning Report. Okay, yeah. Sorry, so, like, I was completely like, off. I'm like, I thought we were talking about Tokyo Police Club for a second. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean because it was only a couple months afterwards where it came out.
Yeah.
And then they just blew up.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed because the Jays were using the song for everything.
Yeah.
And then they got the Olympics thing last year.
Oh, this year they have a ton of songs on NHL 19.
Yeah, which is the greatest thing ever, right? Yeah. Because when I think of, like, playing NHL games when I was a kid, like, I'm thinking, like, Paramore and everything like that. And then now, and Paramore's great, by the way. I'll probably end up playing some songs.
Paramore.
I'm so jealous. Anyways, NHL, that's what we were talking about. They got some great tunes. I think Monster Truck actually has a song on there,
I think too.
Which is kind of fitting considering they're like a hockey anthem band.
Yeah. Speaking of hockey anthems, check out Revive the Rose.
We're playing with them.
Wait, you are?
They're friends of mine. Yeah, we're playing at Harmony Lunch with them.
They just released a song called Bow Down, which is the Ice Dogs anthem.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Yeah, Andrew and Jake went to elementary school with me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing. Yeah, we're playing October 19th at Harmony Lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Sweet. Sorry, we just had a mid-interview realization. Yeah, that's actually the band was together last night. We were listening to some of their stuff.
Yeah.
And they are just unreal.
Yeah.
They're such a good band.
They opened for the Glorious Sons a long time ago.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. I think, I think my buddy Alex is saying that too. And, like, they're just so big, but they're not even the headliners.
Yeah.
Which is the most absurd thing to me ever. Like, I didn't listen to the other bands.
That's true.
But, yeah, they're unreal. Sorry, this is what happens. See what I mean? I just go off on tangents, and, like, I feel like the two of us alone could just, like, keep going forever back and forth. I had another thing that I was going to say. Yes, question period. This is where the fun starts. So I'm going to do 6 rapid-fire questions. You're each going to answer them, and then I'm going to have 5 answers which you have to actually talk about, but these are just one-word answers or one-phrase answers in the first part. You ready? You ready?
Yeah, oh. I didn't study for this. Oh, no. Cole's bringing out his fisherman in French. Yeah, sure. All right.
First question. Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles. Cole's going to cry.
No.
You have the correct answer next.
If I didn't see the I've seen McCartney too, so like I've seen Stones and McCartney. I don't know.
It's a one word answer. I would just like to remind the audience.
The most painful thing for Beatles. Cole ever.
Yes.
Cole can't ever say one word.
I'm so sad. Now, I'm still torn.
Now, possibly the most divisive social issue existing ever. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No.
No.
Thank you. Oh my God, this is going so well.
Italian. Yeah, we're both like full Italian. Question. My nona would smack me with a wooden spoon.
Thank you. So just so everybody knows, I'm going to be doing something like this every week, and that is the correct answer, so take notes.
And actually, the one you brought up before is the most divisive
issue. I'm so sorry.
My dad grew up in the 60s, and he told me you had to identify yourself.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
The pizza question has a definitive answer.
It does. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You are wrong if you like pineapple on your pizza.
Exactly.
Mother, if you are listening, I am talking to you. Waffles or pancakes?
No, waffles.
Waffles.
This is going very well. Batman or Superman?
Batman. Duh. Batman.
Yes. Okay, socks in bed. Yes, no. This is going to be the hard one.
I have multiple questions about this question.
No, no. Depends. When you were in bed under the covers, do you have socks on, yes or no?
No. I'm also always cold, so sometimes, but mostly no.
When it's really cold, I just grab a pair of ski socks and rock them all day, maybe even when I'm falling asleep.
One word, dude.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm not going to persecute him for it. It's all good. Last one. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
They got all 6 correct, and this went very well. On to the next 5. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Parrot. I still like to talk a lot.
Good answer. Dream job.
Radio show host.
Ski product tester.
Oh, geez. Yeah, ski bum. Does that count?
Yeah, can ski bum be my profession?
Also, just a little side note. Me and Cole are both on the exec team for Laurier Ski and Snowboard Club, which is why we're probably going to be mentioning a lot if you choose to listen to our show on Wednesdays.
I would listen. It seems like fun.
We're pretty gnarly.
Oh, is that gnarly 2 or 3?
The gnarly count.
Shred the gnar.
I'm going to start a gnarly count every time I listen to their show. I'm just going to have a tally going. If we hit 20, somebody wins a free pizza.
Yeah. And it's not Cole.
And I'm holding Cole to that now. All he's right. going to be he's giving everybody. I'm not even going to be giving out the free pizza. Mm-hmm. Favorite hobby.
No, if we hit 20, we get punished, and we have to eat a pineapple pizza. We need to keep it low.
Hold on. This is good. I like this. Can I get this in writing?
You buy it. You have to buy it.
Why do I have to buy it?
I answered the
question. I don't want to eat it.
Okay.
That's fair. Sorry, what was your answer?
Listening to music. That's the one thing that I do consistently.
Favorite hobby.
10 times a day.
Skiing, because listening to music is just part of my daily life. Okay. I don't even know if it's a hobby at this point.
Well, it's just part of listening to music. It's part of staying alive.
Part of your life?
Hmm?
I mean, okay, what would be, my other hobbies would be probably like sitting in bed. Like, I don't really do anything with my day other than, like, go to class and listen to music.
You ski.
I would have to agree on the listening to music. But the skiing is pretty good, too.
Yeah, but I guess listening to records, it's...
It's such a good time. Actually, on that topic, then, favorite song. I'm so sorry for doing this to you.
Like, Anna's is Night Moves by Bob Seger.
Nice.
I was having this conversation before. That's my hype song.
That's your hype song?
That's my hype song.
Okay.
And if I'm, you know...
Over the Hills and Far Away, Led Zeppelin.
Nice, good choice.
If I'm closing down Chainsaw and you put on Night Moves, like, game over, like...
I'm so mad they didn't play our song. Like, we put that in early last time we went.
It's hard to get karaoke there, it really is.
Yeah, you just need to bribe the guy.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, I can't answer that question.
I'll
chip in on this one. I won't chip in any others, but it would definitely either be Waiting for the End by Linkin Park or Everlong by the Foo Fighters. It's a hard toss-up, but they're both... I mean, I have one of them tattooed, so I guess it's kind of has to be my favorite.
Yeah, I think it has to be the one tattooed on your body.
I mean, that might make sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess last one, Dream Vacation.
Switzerland skiing. That's just like the basic, like that would be the one that I'd be like, oh, if I'm going to pay for a full vacation, like skiing is the most expensive vacation you can go.
Actually, let me change. I'm going to edit this. One thing that you could, your dream vacation, but you can stay there for the rest of your life.
Switzerland.
Mont Blanc. Chamonix.
Yeah, that's true.
Chamonix is
the French Alps and the Swiss Alps
the other side of Mont Blanc is Switzerland.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I could just ski to that side.
Like, yeah, true. But like Chamonix is probably like one of the coolest ski cities in the world to live in too.
True.
So.
We basically have the same answer.
Yeah, Whistler, Revy, Banff, anywhere
that I do think that I will live in is Vancouver, Whistler area. So like I'm not gonna really throw that one out, but if it's like anywhere in the world to like live.
Like, probably Chamonix is my Chamonix is my number one, just like drop everything. What Vienna?
Good choices. All right, that ends question period. That took a lot longer than I thought it would, but it's okay because we got some very good answers. I'm probably going to have to cut another song, which is okay because actually the uploaded part won't have any music in it, so it's just us talking.
Oh. No.
Which is cool. I know, right?
So sorry for everyone.
No, it's not a big deal. I'm probably just going to like increase it to like 2 hours. We'll go to like 11 o'clock. It's going to be, you know, a great time. I'm just kidding. So I guess we're going to do some Lumineers next, which I was informed are one of someone's favorite band? Question mark? Sort of, yeah.
Kinda.
It's up there. They're good. That's what we're getting. Anyways, Sleep on the Floor, I can't speak today, by the Lumineers. Let's get it going. All right. Paul McCartney, new stuff off of Egypt Station, which just came out last week. That's called, it's not for you, it's fuh you.
Oh.
Because when you say it in a British accent,
right,
it's like fuh you. I can't even, sorry, that was terrible. I am embarrassed the fact that I even just did that.
I was going to agree that as well, but it
wouldn't have been. Actually, can you guys do it real quick so I don't feel so bad?
No. Cole,
please.
For you.
Sounded regular, but it's not a big deal.
You're just too far away from the mic to really tell.
Yeah, true. Anyways, I had to cut a lot of music today, but it's not such a big deal because I think we got some good conversation in here too, and it was a lot of fun to talk. I have one more question, and then we're going to play two more songs, and we're going to try and wrap it up for around 9-ish, just because technical difficulties push us back to like 8:10, so I'll go a little bit longer. This is kind of a deep question, so I apologize in advance. It's something I kind of touched on, I was talking about last week by myself. What is music to you? Because, and the thing that I went off of last week is that for me, it's like a place you can, like, find home. And I'm sorry, this is, like, super deep. It's a place you can kind of find home, like, no matter where you are and you listen to the same songs and you listen to the stuff that really speaks to you. You kind of feel like, no matter where you are, you close your eyes, you listen to your music, and you're like, that's home. You know what I mean?
True.
So what would you describe music is for each of you? Anna, if you want to start.
I feel like it's kind of split. I feel like some of them, music to me is kind of like some memories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're memories.
There's a lot of really good memories associated with music.
Yeah, like memories and also feeling, but it's also like one of, and like, don't get me wrong, I appreciate pretty much all kind of forms of art here and there, and like,
oh yeah, yeah,
I know you can have an aesthetic or like visual, auditory, physical experience with art, but like music especially is one of those ones where it's like you can have all of the above,
right?
Like, you can look at a really cool piece of art and like intellectually it stimulates you and like it looks visually pleasing, and you can listen to like any kind of music and you got that auditory, but like music especially, you can have like the visual, like you can watch, like look at cover art or like concert posters or music videos, and you can see it and be visually stimulated, and like it can move you.
And you have the audio, and all of the yeah, senses, and yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or
so
you
so
can.
I feel like it's one of those. It's just an overall experience.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can be listening to, like, cool music and like seeing a beautiful scene. Like, there's some like beautiful music and a beautiful scene when I was at the Royal Mountain Music Festival at the beginning of September. And I was listening to Dizzy, who's a really cool new artist. You should check them out. The lead singer, her voice is absolutely beautiful. Like, it might be the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. And it was a clear, sunny day in the Royal Botanical Gardens, and just the beautiful music and beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
It was a great day.
I think that's, like, it's a super powerful thing with music, too, because, you know, and we were talking earlier about how, you know, certain venues, too, you feel like you're connected, like the Horseshoe, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel something that there's nothing that any other experience can really give you. Like, and if I can add on real quick, too, like when I was talking about Everlong being my favorite song, I had that on repeat for, like, 2 years going up to the time that I first saw Foo Fighters, and we drove all the way to Quebec to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, a 10-hour drive, and just me and my dad, and it was super fun. And then when they started playing, it started raining. So they only got 4 songs in by the end of it, but the first song they opened with was Everlong, and it was pouring down, like, it was just torrential downpour, like hurricane rain.
Yeah.
And, like, the, you know, the song was going, and they were just jamming away, and, like, it's stuff like that where you just, and there's, those moments are something you just, you kind of like hold on to them. Like, I can pick that up, like, out of my brain, just like that, right? Like, that feeling. I think that's something that's,
I feel like, in a way, that's kind of why I'm biased towards rock and, like, alternative rock.
Especially. Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you.
Because, it's one of those, at least for me, it's one of those experiences where, like, whatever mood you're in can impact the song, like, be a different feel of the song in a different way. Like, you can hear the lyrics differently, you can hear the sound differently. You
I like
hear
to use
differently, and I know that's like that for most music, but I feel like
exactly
in terms of everything, it just builds up.
Yeah, I think we actually have to wrap it up here. I guess we got a little less than I would like for songs today, but again, technical difficulties, and sorry to cut the conversation off here, but this has been Against the Grain. Anna, Cole, thank you guys very much for coming out today.
Thanks,
I really appreciate it. Hopefully
we
teach you something, taught you something. Like, sorry, words are hard. And, you can catch them Wednesdays, 9 to 10 p.m. And it's called?
Noise Pollution.
Noise Pollution. So you can catch them this Wednesday. Thank you guys very much for listening. And we hope you have a great night. Take care. Cheers.